The Dog and Joe Show on 93.7 The River. Call The Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, talking about the new website, or it's been around for a little bit, but it's called Cheaters, and it goes with the DMV and CHP. CHP wants you to turn in people that have out-of-state plates or out-of-state licenses because the state is losing millions of dollars each year, and they want you to turn these out-of-state drivers in. 766-9370, Barbara. Appreciate you hanging. Welcome. Barbara, you with us?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Barbara. Talk.
Hi. I just wanted to respond to another caller that I just heard about what he commented about, like, illegal alien contractors.
Oh, okay.
The only thing that I wanted to say to that is, I personally use a tile setter that is, you know, a Mexican national. He is here illegally, but he goes out. He got a driver's license. He has insurance, and he has the IRS, even though they know that they're here illegally, they issue them a tax ID number, and they pay taxes. So not everything he said is entirely correct.
Well, he wasn't saying, Barbara, he wasn't saying that for all. He was just trying to give a scenario to paint a picture as to what would we do.
Yeah, I think he was just laying it like a generalization out there. You know, he didn't mean every single person was that way.
People are going to do, like, I use this contractor because he does phenomenal work, and he does a lot better work than some of the licensed contractors that are American citizens that I've hired. And so, you know, a lot of times it isn't because they're just cheaper. They do better work, and it is cheaper. So
Barbara,
are going to do that.
I'm just thinking about this. How much freaking tile work have you had done, or do you need done?
A lot.
Oh, wow.
Okay. She says, I got a lot of floor space.
Yeah, are you putting
house.
On the ceilings and the walls? I mean, yeah, it sounds like you got a lot of tile.
The floor, the walls, I've had it done twice. The bathrooms, I have three bathrooms, a huge kitchen. And then I've referred him, and he's worked for many friends of mine. So everybody whose stuff he's done is so impressed. But it's not all just me. But, I mean, all I wanted to say was that not all of them are not paying, then, you know, insurance and things like that.
Barbara, is it safe to say, and again, I'm not profiling, I'm just asking, is it safe to say the majority aren't doing it the way he is?
I don't even know anymore, bro.
I don't either.
I don't even know if that would be safe to say anymore.
I'm asking.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know either. I just know the one that I've had. I used to work for an insurance company, and they used a certain guy that did all repairs, and I've used him my whole life. But,
I want to see, not to cut you off, Barbara, I want to see this amazing tile work, because it sounds like there's a bunch of it. Send us pictures of the Dog and Joe Show.
I feel as if her tile guy may have done the tile in my house, because that's the one nice thing in my home is the amazing tile work on the floor.
Barbara, appreciate the call.
I'll send you a picture.
Please do.
I'll send you a picture.
All right, nice chat. Let's
go to
Julie.
Barbara.
Julie, welcome.
Hi, I'm piggybacking on the guy who called in about the landscaping as well.
Yeah.
And the fact that, I don't know which one of you said that you compared him to a drug dealer, excuse me, on the street. And I think that was inappropriate, because the man was trying to say that he's frustrated with the fact that he does everything correctly, and someone else who may not do it correctly can come in, underbid the job, and take work away from him.
Yeah, the drug deal scenario, that was awful. He shouldn't have made that comparison. That was
I'm the only one making awful scenarios on this radio program.
Yes,
You didn't have to be the only one making awful ones, but you made an awful one. And then furthermore, on top of that, I don't agree with turning in our neighbors. I agree with talking to our neighbors and standing up for what we believe is right.
Here's the thing with this, and again,
point with that.
I told you how I feel about it. I'm not going to, turn my neighbors in either unless there's something in it for me. But what do you turn in or not turn in? Again, if you see your neighbor, barbecuing his dog or punching his child, or
that's turn-in-able.
Or slapping Yeah, but who are we to make the judgment call?
Well, because a kid's getting hurt in that scenario.
Who picks and chooses, though? I mean, either you do the right thing and you call on the wrong thing, or you don't.
If you witness something like that, you have a responsibility as a human being.
But what about witnessing someone pull into their driveway with an out-of-state plate?
Well, how is that inhumane?
It's not about being inhumane.
Responsibility. That's why we have the CHP to do their job. That's what we pay our taxes for.
That's their job. They can pull them over when they see them on the street. I don't know whether or not they're
okay. And again, I'm just devil advocating here because I want to find out how this thing works, because I already told you, CHP's barking up a tall tree. They're never going to get traction on this. It's not going to help unless they reward us to rat.
Plus, I like that girl. She has very valid opinion. She's got a good moral compass.
Jimena, welcome.
Hi. First of all, there's a lot of people in the military who have out-of-state plates, and you would not know that.
We already covered that.
Yeah, we learned that. That was something that we didn't know until today.
Yeah, military is excluded and exempt from almost everything.
Right, it's exempt, but as a person, you would not know.
Right.
Okay, so you're turning in somebody who is already exempt. So
but you may know if they, in fact, are your neighbor. You know what I mean?
Right. But what if you just see them around town all the time and you turn them in?
Here's the other thing, too. I go back to this. You want better neighbors? Build a taller, thicker fence. That's what
it does give you better neighbors.
Yeah, it does. It just gives you more protection and serenity from them. One more. Aaron, welcome. Hi.
Hey, how's it going? First time caller.
Oh, hey, Aaron, look at that. Right. Welcome, man.
Hey, Joe, I got a quick question for you. And I agree I wouldn't turn in anybody without a state plate around me. But I got a question about that red light, that car that passes in front of you.
Yeah.
What if you later on find out that, and you see them swerving down the road, almost hitting cars, and then you get a call when you get home and you find out that a car hit a car of your ex-wife and Digger and hurt them, and it was that same car? What would you do then?
Oh, God, you're laying the Spider-Man scenario down on me. He let the man pass, and it ended up killing his uncle.
He dropped the gauntlet on you, though. It's a valid question.
That is a valid question. I'd be ass over tea kettle there. That would be bad.
No, really? You're going to be... Okay, hold on.
That's a bad scenario. I would have messed up there.
Okay.
I can admit
that's
that.
That's fair. That's fair.
I can admit that.
He dropped a bomb on you. Appreciate that, Aaron.
Dog's family or somebody else's family that you know.
Hey, keep my family out of it. What are you doing to me?
No, I'm saying you got to think about that kind of stuff.
I got tough enough work here daily trying to get Joe on the straight and narrow and keep him up doing the right thing. You know, don't bring me into it.
Hey, I've been clean for over a year. I'm doing good on my end.
All right, we're done with that. You can check it out. We'll post it up on the Facebook pages or 937theriver.com. Here comes Ramon.